We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back into The Drive on 6th & Sports Radio, 6thandsports.com, and the Odyssey app. Very happy right now to be joined by the offensive coordinator for the Kansas State Wildcats, Colin Klein, joins us on the show today. Colin, how's it going?
It's going well, Andy. Thank you for having me.
So let's start with this. How does a kid from Loveland, Colorado get to K-State?
Well, you know, it was I did not really know a whole lot about Kansas State until Coach Ricky Ronnie and Coach James Franklin started recruiting me, and took a couple visits out here and just really fell in love with the town of Manhattan, the family environment and the culture and the level of excellence and tradition that our program's had for a long, long time. And I think all of those things combined and an opportunity to compete, and it was the right fit, and knew it pretty early.
So you started K-State as a wide receiver and playing special teams. How was the transition to eventually the position you settled on and being the quarterback in 2010?
Well, you know, it was a little bit of a process. You know, they had recruited me as a quarterback out of high school and was here for 1 year under Coach Prince. And then when Coach Snyder came back, it was, kind of was asked to, you know, serve and help the team with receiver, tight end, special teams. And so I never really left quarterback, even though that's obviously not where I got on the field first, but was invaluable experience and was able to take, I took every rep in practice. I mean, I was wore out every day. I would take a rep at receiver, take a rep at quarterback, take a rep at tight end, take a rep at quarterback. And then obviously do special teams in between those times, but wanted to do anything for my team and my teammates. And obviously Coach Miller, my coach, and Coach Snyder were awesome and still allowing me to develop in all areas and just trying to see what I was, because I was raw as a young player, long, athletic, you know, could run. And so it was, even I think from their standpoint and how I understand as a coach, just trying to kind of see how things played out and see how a young raw player develops, right? And ended up developing and being able to stay at quarterback and obviously help the team there. And it was a fun run.
I was just going to ask you that. Was there any pushback? Because it sounds like they had you wearing a lot of different hats at the exact same time, and you're obviously being asked to excel at all of these different things. Was there any pushback, or were you simply happy to just be on the field?
I was happy to be on the field, and it was in my heart that I wanted to at least just keep working at quarterback and keep that door open, because I knew I was young, right? You know, and you never want to just totally pigeonhole yourself too early. And so just wanted to see how it goes. You know, it was really neat because the opportunity to get around and really engage with the entire football team, you know, because sometimes as a quarterback, you know, you get that, but being able to be in all the special teams meetings, being able to be in some receiver meetings, being able to get and work with the tight ends and work with some of the O-linemen and really kind of create and build relationships throughout the football team, was a tremendous opportunity that I didn't know how important that would be, you know, down the line. And so, you know, and then from a standpoint of, you know, just the vision and being an unselfish teammate, which is what is a big part of our culture then and now of, hey, it's whatever it takes for this team to be successful. And it's not about, wasn't about me. It wasn't about coach or any agenda in between. It's about, hey, whatever we got to do to help make this team successful. And at that time, that's what it was.
Right now, we're talking to the offensive coordinator for the Kansas State Wildcats. Colin Klein joins us on the show. Colin, did you have that point where when you take over as the starting quarterback for the team and they're giving you these opportunities and you have success in the spring, did you have that moment where you thought, hey, I can do this at a really high level. I can be one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
You know, I think the beauty of my journey looking back, and I think the beauty of our K-State culture historically and even now is, you know, truly the ability to take things one step at a time, you know, to truly believe and strive to be great. And I think that's kind of what you're talking about with that vision, but truly letting all of that go and saying, no, I'm going to go kill today. I'm going to destroy this drill and find every little way to master my craft and get myself better. And ultimately that's where my faith comes in of turning it over to the Lord, you know, and whatever happens is going to happen. And, you know, no, if you'd have told me, and I didn't know I was going to start my junior year in 2011 until really the week before the first game. And because of the competition, because of how Coach Snyder had done it of, hey, I want these guys to compete as long as possible. It's about being our best, not quote unquote being the starting quarterback. And again, whatever the team needs. And so I think going through that process, if you had told me, hey, you know, in the spring of my junior year, Colin, hey, you're going to start the next 2 years, you're going to score, you know, 80 touchdowns, 40 each of these next two seasons, you're going to be in New York your senior year, you're going to be in on the dance floor for national championship. Like, I would have been like, yeah, of course. But, you know, you never really know that, but that doesn't matter because it's about that every single day, not worrying about that and working every day, every game, every week, and then seeing what happens and being able to stay focused like that is easier said than done.
Right now we're talking to Colin Klein, offensive coordinator for the Kansas State Wildcats. I want to continue to talk about your career, but you've mentioned a lot about culture. Now in your current position as offensive coordinator, how do you communicate that culture to incoming recruits?
Well, I think it's vital. It's absolutely vital. And I think it's, you know, ultimately it makes up who we are, or who you are as an individual, who we are collectively. And it's something that we talk about to our players every single day. It's something that Coach Snyder talked to me and us as players every day. And, you know, with recruits, it's the same way. I mean, being able to understand of learning how to embrace and love the process, love the grind, understanding how to embrace adversity is a good thing that's making me better instead of shying away from it and trying to find an easier path, right? And learning how to truly compete every single rep of every single day. And as a coach now, that's what we try to do for our players. Every practice script that we script, we're trying to win. Every rep that we're grading it like it's the last play for that, you know, the game is riding on. And it takes a lot of mental discipline and physical toughness to compete at that level. But we have to demand that of ourselves as a staff if we're going to ask our players to do that. And ultimately, if we're able to replicate that day in and day out, then special things happen.
Colin, if you can go back in your career, let's say that it's you know, junior on an unofficial visit to come see you guys, and he says, hey, Colin, tell me one game of yours that I need to go back and watch so I can understand how good of a player you are. What game would you tell that player to watch?
Oh shoot! I was so fortunate. Our team, we had. I was so fortunate to play with so many great players. I mean, the Chris Harpers, the Tyler Lockett's, the DJ Finney's, the Cody Whitehairs, Cornelius Lucas, Arthur Brown, Tyson Hartman. I mean, Ty Zimmerman, Nigel Malone. I mean, so I could go on and on and on. But it's, and it's not just one guy. It's not, you know, we were a great team that worked together, that knew what we were willing to sacrifice, whatever it took to get it done. And that's what made us special. But, you know, I think a moment that encapsulates that is when we played Texas A&M in 2011, we were down by 10 points with 6 minutes left to go in the football game and end up tying it, kicking it into overtime, and then able to win the game in four overtimes. And just that grit, and, you know, everyone was would not have given us a fighting chance with 6 minutes to go in the fourth, you know, and us still believing and fighting and, you know, and finding a way to win is probably as fond a memory as I had from that adversity and how we were able to do it.
Now that you've transitioned and had a successful transition to a coach, what's more difficult, being a player or now being a coach?
You know, I think both of them have their unique set of challenges for sure. You know, I'm not quite as sore on Sunday morning. I can promise you that. but it's, you know, it's just an honor and an absolute privilege that I've been able to be a part of so many great people, so many great teams on both sides of it as a player, that an organization and coaches and players and sports staff that were able to make and have some unbelievable seasons as a player and experiences. And then obviously now as a coach, trying to provide that for our players is phenomenal. And being able to work with an unbelievable head coach in Coach Kleiman, before him, Coach Snyder, and guys that have done it the right way for a long time and at a very high level. So just loving the process, trying to get better each and every day, just like we're telling our players, and it's been a lot of fun.
Whenever you're ending your professional football career, did you always know that you wanted to go into coaching, or was it something that you sort of fell into?
You know, didn't know right away. Obviously, it never ends how or when you would expect it to end, and so when it did, my wife Shaylin and I really kind of took a week and prayed on it and thought about it and just kept coming back to football, and that it was a passion of mine and have a mind for it, been gifted with a mind for it, and it's something that has been, and we want it to continue to be a platform to make an impact in a positive way in young men's hearts and minds and lives. And you know, we kind of said we'll just start it, and we're taking it year by year, and you know, that was a little while ago now, so we just keep taking it one step at a time.
Maybe this has already happened and I just don't remember it, but there's going to come a time with the recruiting success that you guys are having and the coaching success that someone else is going to ask you to be their head coach. How difficult of a decision do you think that will be if faced between staying at your alma mater in a place that you obviously love, but then taking that next step in your life and career?
You know what? I'm so blessed and fortunate. He has outlined my path and our path very, very clearly the entire way. All the way back when you're asking me of the opportunity to come to K-State, I knew that's where I was supposed to be. Made it clear that this was where the opportunity is and has been and has provided that for a long time. And only through his provision does that happen. And you know what? I'm not in a hurry or worried about, you know, how my individual career works out. I love K-State. I wouldn't be absolutely fine if I didn't work anywhere else my whole life. But if I end up getting called somewhere that, you know, the Lord has me, then whatever that is, I'm all for it. But we have great young men in our program. We are have the opportunity to instill and work and grow and a value system that is so important and has made this place special for a very, very long time. And being a part of that and helping move that forward is a tremendous honor and one that I'm excited about with our current players. I'm excited about the guys that have caught that vision in these last couple of recruiting classes. And I think it's going to be a bright future here in Purple. I really do.
That leads me into my next question. You mentioned the guys that have caught the vision. You guys have had a lot of great success recruiting. You just got Dylan Edwards to commit, and there's another player out there that a lot of people think could end up at K-State. What do you attribute this recent success to? A lot of people say that you're very vital in all of that.
Well, I think, again, it starts with our culture, and Coach Kleiman, how he has spearheaded that and led that with, again, how we take care of people. And, again, that is something K-State has been very, very special at for a very long time, and being able to really take care of people well, from our ultimately starting with our players. Obviously, the recruits see that, seeing how we take care of our staff, our support staff, and really, again, just how there's a heart for people, and combine that with an effort and a desire to be great and to be excellent in everything that we do. There's a competitive edge to that. And from Coach Snyder to Coach Kleiman to myself, of obviously having a huge, huge heart for people and understanding that's our mission. But you roll that ball out there in between the lines. I don't know of more competitive individuals that want to find a way to make our team successful than us. And that's, I think that probably his, it's exciting to see young men catch that vision and want to be a part of it. I think there's some big things ahead of us.
So last thing here, Colin, I appreciate your time. I was reading about you, and it said that you learned to play the mandolin and the violin. Is this true?
Yeah.
And can you still play these instruments?
It is true. I my parents were incredible and encouraged us and provided opportunities for us to grow in a lot of activities outside of the classroom and obviously off the sports field. And so, yes, it is true. I've played for a long time. I can, if I pick them up, I can still do a little bit. But I've, with this coaching gig and three little ones, other than that, my time is very, very limited. So I need to get back into it a little more than I do.
That is the offensive coordinator for Kansas State, Colin Klein, joining us on the show today. Colin, man, you're one of the players that I really enjoy watching play in college. I was actually at the game where you guys won at Oklahoma your senior year. Congratulations on all your success, man. And I would say good luck the entire year, but I actually cheer for Missouri. So good luck for most of the season for you guys.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.